Poll: Virtual Tie Between Trump and Biden in North Carolina. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 1, 2020. President Donald Trump and presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden are in a virtual tie in North Carolina. According to a poll released by East Carolina University Center for Survey Research on Tuesday. The poll of 1,149 registered voters in the Tar Heel State conducted between June 22 and June 25 shows former Vice President Biden with 45% support compared to 44% for President Trump. Biden's one-point margin is within the poll's 3.4% margin of error. President Trump won the state's 15 Electoral College votes in 2016 by a margin of 3.8%, 50.5% to 46.7%. In two other statewide races, the poll found incumbent Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, tied with Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham 41% to 41%, and incumbent Democratic Governor Roy Cooper leading Republican challenger Dan Forrest by 11 points, 49% to 38%. Besides the head-to-head matchup questions for the statewide races, the poll focused on questions related to voter attitudes about responses to the coronavirus pandemic by President Trump and Governor Cooper. Do you think it was the correct decision to resume dine-in services at restaurants in North Carolina? Yes, 49%. Number 38%. Bars in North Carolina remain closed. Do you think bars should be allowed to reopen? Yes, 33%. Number 53%. Do you usually wear a face mask when out shopping? Yes, 76%. Number 24%. How worried or not worried are you about the current spread of coronavirus cases in North Carolina? Very worried, 37%. Worried, 24%. Slightly worried, 26%. Not at all worried, 13%. Do you approve or disapprove of Governor Roy Cooper's handling of the state government's response to the coronavirus outbreak in North Carolina? Approve, 53%. Disapprove, 34%. Do you approve or disapprove of President Donald Trump's handling of the federal government's response to the coronavirus outbreak in the United States? Approve, 41%. Disapprove, 51%. 35% of poll respondents self-identified as Republicans, 35% self-identified as Democrats, and 26% self-identified as Independents. 90% of the poll's respondents, or 1,034 out of 1,149, said they voted in the 2016 presidential election. Of those, 44% said they voted for Donald Trump while 41% said they voted for Hillary Clinton. Only 73% of the poll's 1,149 respondents said they will definitely vote or will probably vote in the 2020 general election. 17% of the poll's 1,149 respondents said they definitely will not vote in the 2020 general election. The press release accompanying the poll results did not include a cross-tabulation of the electoral matchup between President Trump and former Vice President Biden based upon the respondents' likelihood of voting. On Wednesday, Change Research/CNBC released a presidential preference poll in North Carolina that showed significantly different results than the East Carolina University Center for Survey Research poll. In that poll, Biden leads Trump by 7 points, 51% to 44%. The methodology of the Change Research/CNBC poll is markedly different from that of the ECU poll and most other polls in that it does not make phone calls, either live or IVR, with samples selected from registered voter files. Change Research conducted a poll of 3,739 likely voters June 26 to 28, 2020 across six competitive battleground states: Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. A companion national survey of 1,663 likely voters was also conducted June 26 to 28, 2020. Unless otherwise stated, the results presented in this analysis are among battleground state voters. The margin of error, as traditionally calculated, is plus or minus 1.6% for the battleground and plus or minus 2.4% for the national poll. Change Research reaches voters via targeted online ads that point people to an online survey instrument. Our dynamic online sampling establishes and continuously rebalances advertising targets across region, age, gender, race, and partisanship to dynamically deliver large samples that accurately reflect the demographics of a population. Post-stratification was done on state, gender, age, race, education, and 2016 presidential vote. Nate Silver's 538.com pollster ratings gives Change Research a C grade.